Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Very proud to say that our good friend Connie Sertucci is back on the show. Connie is Senior VP and General Manager of Small Business Solutions at Sage North America. And Connie's been joining us now for a while as a member of our Brain Trust to give us reports on what small business owners are thinking out there. They do regular surveys, regular updates on polling small business owners to see what's on their mind. And she's here with some more information on that. Connie Sertucci, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always. Connie, what you guys, this is your, is this your second poll this year? Is that right?
Yep, it is the second one this year. We did one back in February,
yeah,
and then we just recently finished one in September.
Right, and so we reported on the first one back in the 1st of March, and now we're ready to talk about the second one. Who are these people that you polled?
So we, because Sage is a global company, this particular poll is really across the globe. I mean, it is, we go and we survey and poll small businesses in the U.S., Canada, U.K., France, Germany, Spain, number of different locations. They're not just our customers either. It's also small businesses that are not Sage customers, just so we can get a good sample. And it really just gives us a good sense for what's going on across the globe, you know, as well as here in our own country.
Right. So the numbers that we're going to talk about, the statistics and the results that we're going to talk about this survey, these include responses from other countries, not just the United States.
Yes, and we obviously have it broken out to where we can, you know, I'll speak to some how the U.S. compares to other countries,
right.
But we obviously have it broken out by country.
Well, this segment, let's talk about the global perspective. What are small business owners across the globe tell you? What is the most prominent thing that they said?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of consistencies, to be honest with you, across the globe, and it really just depends on its varying degrees of confidence and their sentiment in different areas. But at the highest level, you know, well, first of all, let me take a step back and say what we're trying to do with the survey is really to gather the opinions and check the pulse of these small businesses on the state of the economy, both at a global level and a local level. Their attitudes about their country as a place to do business, their views on the role of government, the challenges they face, that type of thing. And at the highest level, what we found is from a global perspective, when we asked them, you know, compared to 6 months ago, do you feel that the global economy is improving or declining? We're seeing declines in these confidence levels really across the board. It was about a 8-point decline going from 52 to 44.
Wow.
On the global economic scale. And then when we asked about their own particular country, you know, it was an even bigger decline, about a 10-point decline.
Wow.
57 to 47. Saw similar things in the U.S. When just among the U.S. small businesses, and actually the U.S. was one of the lowest scores, going from a 51-point confidence level in our survey back in February to a 42 now.
Mm. Well, that's dramatic, Connie. And do you think, how much of that do you think is more a factor of what's in the news, like the problems that we had here in the United States at the beginning of August, and the challenges, the political issues, the sovereign debt issues across Europe? How much of you think is the responses is those emotional response to that, rather than what's really in front of them in the marketplace? What do you think?
I think that has a lot to do with it because, as you said, you know, back in early August is when the, you know, the unprecedented downgrade of the U.S. credit rating occurred, and there was tremendous, tremendous angst about that, you know, across, you couldn't turn on the news without seeing something about
right.
it, and
right.
obviously it was the talk. And then even globally, the Eurozone crisis and challenges with Greece and, you know, concerns over the downgrade and their credit, you know, all of that was really looming. I will tell you, though, what's very, very interesting, Jim, is that even though these economic confidence levels declined, it feels like, and it came out, that small businesses are weathering the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Their business performance over the last 6 months appears to be stabilizing. About 65% of them
Connie,
in the U.S.
Hold on to that. I want to get more into that when we come back. I want to give you enough time to really develop that because I think that's a really important part of this story. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with Connie Sertucci. She's Senior VP with Sage North America. Right after these messages, it's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Down the street, and you ain't had it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.